When you drive a stick shift car, wait a minute, do we still have those? There is a sequence that has to be completed when you go from first gear to second. Here's how that goes. First, you push the clutch down, you shift the stick, release the clutch slowly, and then add the gas simultaneously. Right? There is a similar process that is often overlooked when you are acting. Let's talk about the gear changes you can use when playing a part, whether it's for an audition, for film and TV, or stage. Gear changes can really drive the character. You see what I did just there? Find out more on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast, the podcast video for actors in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach brings you insights and inspiration to help make a difference in your acting and your acting career. Here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. I hope you're having a good day. I'm having a good day, and I'm really looking forward to talking to you all about gear changes. We're going to make it really clear and really fun, I think, for today. This is that moment of the podcast, though, where I get to say thank you for tuning in. If you're just joining us with Casting Actors Cast, so glad to have you aboard. I suggest you go to the website, castingactorscast.com, and there you're going to find additional information about these podios, these podcast videos. Also, on the landing page, the first page, there is a form that you can fill out that says Dive into the Talent Pool. When you fill out that form by just giving me your name and your email address, that's going to open up another page. And that gives you some freebies that you can download 100% free of charge. One is a book that I wrote on doing voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's a 100-page downloadable PDF I'm giving to you just free of charge. The second is a video that I put together. It's a 20-minute video called Casting Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. But I'm going to tell you in this free, private 20-minute video. Also, in the website as well, you're going to find Jeff's Jots. And Jeff's Jots are corresponding show notes to each of the episodes. It's been really cool to hear from you. For those folks who are downloading Jeff's Jots and taking a look, or some of putting it up on their refrigerator, or some of them just using them as they listen to the patios, the podcast videos over and over again, because they seem to get more out of it. So these are just show notes. These are basically the bullet points that I use when I put the podcast together. I'm simulcasting all of these podcast videos for both YouTube and for the podcast. It all happens simultaneously. So listen, if you haven't checked me out on video, you might want to. It might be kind of fun. You might find that there's more information just watching me do these. And that's at the YouTube channel, Casting Actors Cast. So when you go to YouTube, just type in Casting Actors Cast, and there I am. By the way, I'm doing all of this just because I love giving back. I love giving back to the actors that I work with. I love giving back to those actors I have as students. I love giving back to those people in the industry, because this is the time where many, many, many actors need some positive reinforcement, some encouragement, and just some basic information, not only about your acting, but your acting career. That's why I'm here. That's why I do this. The only way you can thank me, and I would appreciate it so much, is if you leave a like, you share the podcast with friends, perhaps you can leave a review. For those of you that leave a review on Apple Podcasts, for example, I'm so grateful, because that just helps the algorithm get more of the podcast into the hands of people who might really benefit from the work that I am doing here. So I ask that you participate a little bit in getting the word out, and showing me a thumbs up, a like, giving me a review, whatever it takes. It means so very much to me. Now, I just want to do a quick verbal shout out. Rather than playing a recording of a 1 minute spot that I've been doing on Actors Connection, I'd rather just share with you one-on-one. You know, I love teaching at Actors Connection, and I would encourage you, if you haven't done so, please check out Actors ChristianConnection.com, and you're going to find all kinds of really interesting classes, workshops, seminars. There's a series that they do called Free at Three, and that is just open to anyone who signs up. You get to hear from agents, managers, casting directors, people in the industry, photographers, what makes a good headshot. All of these are free. It's all part of what Actors Connection is doing completely online now, so that there's no excuse. You could be anywhere in the world and you can have Actors Connection at your disposal. I have a couple of classes coming up that I'm excited about. One is called From Stage to Screen, and you can just go to their website, actorsconnection.com/New York, and you can see the classes that I'm teaching, as well as many other casting folks, agents, managers. Also, I'm teaching a class called Zoom. It's the Zoom and self-tape class that I'm doing. It's just a one evening seminar of finding out what are the tips and tricks and suggestions that I can give you so that your auditions can be absolutely fantastic when you do your self-submit videos. People say self-tape, but you know what? There's no tape involved, right? Okay. But if you're doing self-submit videos, maybe you should get a little more education about what are the best kinds of tricks, tips, techniques, things that you can do to make your self-tape stand out, get noticed, and get a call back. By the way, lots of really nice comments I've received about this last episode when I talked about you've got the callback, now what? That's the name of the episode. So if you haven't heard that episode, please go on back and take a listen to that, because people are seeming to really respond to the information I provided in that podcast. And also, one last thing is I'm excited about the podcast coming up. So in our next episode, the podcast is called 10 Ways to Make Money Acting. Now, I don't just talk about, you know, acting on film and stage and screen. I'm talking about other ways actors can make money using their acting skills and acting talents. So if you're looking for, you know, a part-time job, if you're looking for a side hustle, I'm going to be making 10 suggestions for you to consider to make some additional money with your acting training. So you want to stick around for that for sure. Anyway, so let's stick to today's matter at hand, though. Speaking of all of this, gear changes in your acting. This is something that I've alluded to in podcasts, you know, way back. By the way, this is podcast number 201. Oh, my goodness. So early days, I started doing podcasts talking a little bit about this, but I thought it'd be a really good idea to revisit some of these ideas when we talk about gear changes in your acting. Now, I've noticed this is so helpful when I'm teaching, but it's also really helpful when actors are able to do this in auditions. It gives them a better focus. It helps redirect that nervous energy that an audition can sometimes present into something that is tangible, something that you can do to help yourself in a very clean, systematic way. But first, let's define what a gear change is. There are three basic definitions, so I'm going to give them to you, all three, and then I'll chat with you a little bit about the definition, okay? So the first one is a change in how a new thought can be delivered by the character you're playing. How a new thought can be delivered by the character you're playing. Number two, emotional, physical, mental shift in any given moment. Emotionally, mentally, physically, adjustments that you can make, or a shift in any moment. So that's definition number two. Number three, a method by which the actor can raise the stakes in a scene. Now, you've all probably been in an acting class. I'm kind of guessing this maybe, but sometimes, and directors are very fond of this, teachers are very fond of this, is that you need to raise the stakes. To which I want to say, you raised the stakes. But no, I've never said that back to anybody. But here's the thing. What does that mean, raise the stakes? That means simply making it more important. But just giving it an additional boost of energy doesn't really butter the bread, if you know what I mean. There are definite ways that you can change the gears when you want to go from one thought to another thought. You know, human beings, we relate to each other by having different trains of thought that we will share at any given moment. I'll say, gosh, I had a hard day at work today, honey. Could I have some mayonnaise on the sandwich? So you're in one train of thought, but now you're watching what's happening. And so now you're changing that train of thought. Mayonnaise on the sandwich. See where I'm going with that? There are ways that you can change gears. And every character in almost every line might have the potential of a gear change. So this is something that you can really filter through and see where those gear changes might be really beneficial for the character you're playing. So there are three foundational gear changes that I'm going to chat with you about right now. Three. First one is called changing the pitch, vocal pitch. So, for example, I'm talking to you like this and I'm having a conversation. Now I'm talking to you like this. Simply changing the pitch of my voice indicates that I'm going from one thought to another thought. I'm talking to you like this, but now I really mean it. So you can see that adjusting the pitch of your voice is a really great way that you can go from one thought, emotional place to another. So that's pitch. Number two, pace. Pace is a great gear change. I'm talking to you at this pace because I think that this is the right pace to be able to communicate with you effectively. But now I'm making a more important point. The more important point kind of just left my head, and so that's why I'm just going to be moving on really, really quickly now. So you see, adjusting the pace can absolutely impose a shift in gears where you're going from one thought to another thought or one stream of consciousness moment to another. So that's pitch, that's pace. Now, the final one is called the pause. I love these because they're all three words, right? The emotional pause. Now, the pause, when used selectively, can be an extremely captivating and interesting way by which your character can change the train of thought. It amounts to whether or not you perceive what is coming from the other character. See what I did just there? And not too bad, right? So the point being is that pitch, pace, and pause are called gear changes. And you can use gear changes in so many ways. You can use it as you're preparing an audition, for example. You can use it when you're on the set and you're actually shooting something. A different train of thought can elicit a different sense of emotions and connected tissue from one thing to another. So how do we use gear changes? The way that you can figure out whether gear changes are useful for you is, number one, analyze the punctuation for signs of new thoughts. For example, and this is a rough example. I don't want you to hold me to this. I don't want you to do this on every, you know, punctuation I'm talking about here. But it's worth considering that a period is the end of a thought. And that means if there's another sentence in that same line, that's a new thought. So that might be your first indication of a good gear change. The second is a comma. So I kind of look at commas. When I see a comma in a script, I think it's a shift. It doesn't have to be a whole dramatic shift, but it's a shift from one point of view, perhaps, to another. Many times I look at, and of course, sometimes actors talk in terms of beats, but I think a partial beat or a half beat is represented many times in the comma. So something to think about. So when you see a comma, you could possibly have a change of thought. You could possibly adjust your pitch, your pace, or you could even find a partial pause to emphasize what you're trying to communicate, what your character is trying to share, trying to effectuate, ooh, good word, in that moment-to-moment work that you're doing in your acting. Number two, I think it's a cool idea if you apply one or more of these gear changes just to simply see if it makes more sense for the character. It doesn't mean you have to do it in the audition, although you might say, gosh, you know, that's kind of an interesting idea. Let me see if I can kind of incorporate some of those kinds of things into the work in an audition or on the set. But more importantly, test them out just to see if it makes sense to you, if it's making some issues more clear for the character. Or is it giving another layer of interpretation to the character, then a gear change is a really, really good idea. Number three, investigate if the gear changes feel right for the circumstance. It's not necessarily just right for you, but it needs to be right for the entire scene, whether you're working with one or two or more, or whether it's a monologue. What are the given circumstances in the scene, and does a gear change help you achieve that circumstance, that objective? So I think it's a matter of embracing that this gear change that you choose to incorporate into a scene, whether or not it's for film or for TV projects or for stage, it's got to make sense for the character and for the scene's overall structure, as I said. Sometimes using these methods when working on a script can help you understand what and how a character should be played and how a character should be playing it. You should also know that more often than not, the right change of gears in any scene can provide spontaneous, interesting insights into the behavior of the character you are playing. It's amazing, and it's so much fun as well. It also, in my view, it finds a way of taking that nervous energy and putting it into a structure. And you've heard me say this many times. It's only when you surround yourself with good structure that you have the confidence and the ability to feel more creative, to be free of all of those voices in your head. So having a structure doesn't limit your acting. In fact, it allows for more spontaneity. So when you allow an external structure like a gear change into the work, it really does allow for more creative choices, I think. And it provides much needed confidence in your work as an actor. I hope that this has been helpful for you. Think about gear changes. Gear changes are extremely useful, and I would love to hear back from you. Maybe you want to shoot me an email, castingactorscast, all one word, @gmail.com. If you have some additional gear changes that you like to incorporate in your work, I would love to hear back from you on what are the technical, what are the structural elements that you use when you prepare for an audition, and have they been successful? Also, you might think about letting me know what hasn't been working. Maybe there's something going on with you that I can help. Again, you can get me by email, castingactorscast, all one word, @gmail.com, or you can certainly do it through the website, castingactorscast.com. It's been a real pleasure having you today. Hey, listen, I look forward to seeing you next week when we're going to be literally talking about more of this subject. Not only we're going to talk about gear changes, but more importantly, I want to talk to you about changes in the way you can use your acting to make money. I can't wait for that to happen. I will see you next time on Casting Actors Cast.
Thank you for joining Casting Actors Cast. Please don't forget to review, like, and share Casting Actors Cast wherever you get your podcasts, podcast videos. Thanks. I'm Megan Grace Martinez.